From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. The United Nations Security Council is condemning the ethnic violence that's gripping Kyrgyzstan and calling for the establishment of a humanitarian zone so relief supplies can safely reach tens of thousands of minority ethnic Uzbeks who have fled their homes. NPR's David Green reports Russia's government is apparently not ready to send peacekeepers to the region, at least for now.
Russian President Dmitry Medvedev called the bloodshed in Kyrgyzstan intolerable. But so far, the Kremlin's taken a cautious approach. A Russian-led security organization, this region's version of NATO, met yesterday and proposed sending helicopters and equipment to help bring peace. Yet the group made no final decision. The fragile interim government here is dealing with a worsening humanitarian crisis in the south, where beginning Thursday, Kyrgyz residents systematically drove minority Uzbeks from their homes. While more than 100 people are dead and scores more are injured, the government is blaming former President Kurmanbek Bakiyev for stoking ethnic violence to undermine the government that replaced him. Bakiyev was ousted from power in a bloody April uprising. From his exile in Belarus, the former leader said he's had nothing to do with the violence here. David Green, NPR News, Bishkek, Kyrgyzstan.
President Obama is wrapping up his latest visit to areas of the Gulf Coast affected by the massive oil spill. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports Mr. Obama returns to the White House today, and he'll speak to the nation about the spill and the government's response this evening.
The president is spending this week fixated on the oil spill. Yesterday, he met local officials and relief workers in Mississippi and Alabama. Tomorrow, he'll meet with senior officials from BP at the White House. As he explained in Alabama yesterday, his top priority for the meeting is to establish an escrow account, a fund with BP money that a third party will oversee to pay people who lose work because of the spill.
So far, we've had a constructive conversation, and my hope is that by the time the chairman and I meet on Wednesday, that we've made sufficient progress that we can start actually seeing a structure that would be in place.
Tonight, the president will speak about the spill from the Oval Office. It's the first primetime Oval Office address of his presidency. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, traveling with the president.
Rescuers in Oklahoma City say they were lucky to get people out of harm's way when floodwaters raced through the area. Joe Smith is a water rescuer with the city's fire department. He says the strong currents sank his airboat as he was trying to reach a 17-year-old girl caught in the flooding.
She told us she was helping somebody else that had driven her car off into the water. She was assisting her when she got swept away. And so that's how she got caught up in it. And she floated quite a ways downstream.
Smith says the girl did survive. A man and a woman are in custody in Florida after they tried to enter MacDill Air Force Base near Tampa without authorization. A search of their vehicle found military-style weapons and gear inside. This is NPR News from Washington. At least 52 people are dead in India after a crowded boat capsized in the Ganges River. The vessel may have been carrying 100 or more people, although its authorized capacity was only 30. About two dozen people managed to swim to safety. Rescue crews are looking for more survivors in the murky water. Authorities say not only are such passenger vessels in India often overcrowded, but people rarely wear life jackets. Unions in France are calling for mass demonstrations today to protest the proposed raising of the retirement age in that country. Eleanor Beardsley in Paris says France's president, Nicolas Sarkozy, is seeking to reform the country's pension system.
It is likely to be the last piece of major economic legislation that Sarkozy oversees before his anticipated re-election bid in 2012. Much is riding on it, notably France keeping its AAA credit rating. Analysts are increasingly concerned about French public finances. At present, French employees can claim a full pension at age 60 if they have worked at least 40 years, one of the youngest retirement ages in the developed world. The government is likely to raise the age to 62 or 3. Unions have called instead for increasing taxes on the rich and capital gains. The Greek debt crisis has helped the government's argument, making clear what happens if a country lives beyond its means. Recent polls have shown that most French people expect to have to work longer in the future. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Paris.
A new report finds more Americans are doing volunteer work these days. 63 million people volunteered to help others last year. That's an increase of just over 2.5% compared to the previous year. The report by the government-run Corporation for National and Community Service says the most popular volunteer activities are raising money and selling items. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.